Jasmine.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well.
Baruch Hashem.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakar. Anna Bakar. Shabbatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea talumot, shin kufav, tzadiyot taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. And we will separate between the right column and the left column energy of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral chesed v'emet, notze chesed l'alachim, notze yawon l'afesha v'chata'a v'nake. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar. It's Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Kudsha Baruch Hu, Ishkim Tevid, Hilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu, Liakta, L'Shem Yud He Bobate, B'Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, V'ayino Amadudai Eloheinu, Aleinu Ma'asei Yadenu, Konanei Aleinu, Ma'asei Yadenu, Konanehu, Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekudsha Berichu Koma Diaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishok Biovada Dikshot Le'elach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yaleya Mineya ulanhaga beya kalana dakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzirich beoma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778. This energy is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this in the Tanakh. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayitchal vayavo, Hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech, Tavo na tamar achoti, ut labeb le'ene, shete levivot be'evre, miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. And concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti amarti odeh ale peshai. La donai ohe wahe, we ata nasata, awon chatati sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat. There are also two verses in this year, in the Tanakh that connects to this year. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tumens. The second verse that connects to this year, the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai yo hey wahe Elohechem tadebaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Come in. Please hold on. Come in. Doing fine. If you can just, I'm on the phone. If you can just put them along here.
All right, I got three more. I got to bring up here for you.
No problem. The door will close by itself.
All right.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
The year 5776 has the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are again two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha yulimat velo yachlu lahav sheep et kol ha olot vayahaskum hachechem halavim ad kilo tam lacha viad yitkad shu ha kohanim ki halavim yishre levav lehitkadesh Meha Kohanim. There's 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are the names. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka Rekaha. The second verse connecting to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Ade Ad. Tibia Yohe Adonai Yohe Wahe Sur Olamim. Thank you. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. The first verse that we study is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni. Lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Then there's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol amachavoiyam asher yisabe sham ushavtem elai el nachum v'halachti yitem v'chayayim yeshno. Bares vihipati oto b'kol alpe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters of each name using the root vowels. Wahe, wayo, layo, layo, te, ala, me, me, he, she, la, la, he, aka, aka, he, ta. Hey Zayo Ala Da La Awa He He A Yozala Me Be He He Reyo He Ko Me La Awa Kala Yo La Wawa Be He La Nula Ha Yo 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 Me La He 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 Wa Nuta He He A A Yo Re Ta She A He Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re Yoke wa lahe he kawako menuda anu yo he wa he ame rehe a yo yo za hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la hai sa la re yo ashila me yo he wa he wa danu yo hey hey she a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la hey re hey me ta re wa me be yo hey hey a nu wa me hey yo da me be me nu ko a yo a hey be wa re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. Now for the 72 names from the Satakin, we use the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be pe a a me me he me be she la yo he anu wa ha me da he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he. Hey yo yo, hey me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ka yo ke yo, me nu hey me hey hey wa, nu yo hey hey she a, yo re ta she a hey, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa hey re. Yo yo la la he he ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka kwa wa wa la yo yo he ta a la a re yo a la a la me ta he wa he wa la da la yo. Hey yo she a la me, nu hey a nu wa ta, me la hey hey a yo, nu ko me yo re la, hey 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 me za re, wa hey be yo a hey, a la wa a wa me za yo, da hey be me ka ko, a la a hey hey wa, re la hey yo yo me, hey la yo, hey may, hey may. And the Sadikim who left this day, which is the fourth day of Adar, excuse me, tonight it's the fifth day of Adar. Rabbi Shmuel ben Natronai, Rabbi Daniel Prosit, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, Rabbi Yosef Baumgarten, Rabbi David Povarsky, and Rabbi Chanoch Tzvi HaKohen Levit. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper, tonight's class, continuing our class from yesterday, you'll find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link on the right of every Yeshem webpage or on the bottom of the mobile devices. When you open up the Unique Astrological Times, scroll down to where it says preparation for the spring holidays. The first link under that is preparation for the holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. Please open up that link. when that landing page opens up, scroll down to where it says Preparation for Purim. The second link under that, labeled Class 2, is our class for tonight. And that opens up to where we left off yesterday at Shabbat Zachor. Now, Shabbat Zachor is this Shabbat. It's always the Shabbat of Tetzaveh. It's the Shabbat before Purim. And when the only time it's not Shabbat Tetzaveh is in leap years, where it's the Shabbat Tzav. Both have to do with both Shabbatot, all of the energy has to do with certainty and providing ourselves a path to certainty, as well as removing all doubts. So I will begin to read. Shabbat Zachor is the second of the four special Shabbatot, leading up to the holiday of Pesach. 2 weeks ago was Shabbat Shekalim, which we discussed in Parashat Truma. Shabbat Zachor is a reminder to read the special three-verse Maftir, describing the war against Amalek on this Shabbat. Above, we explained why it is read with this Parashat. Now let us truly understand why this parasha of Tetzaveh, the Maftir of Zachor, the Haftorah of the war against Amalek, all are required listening prior to the holiday of Purim. Purim is a word that translates as chance. Its actual meaning is lots, which in our generation would be called dice, or probably the game of dice known as craps. Please look at how our language hints to us about the energy of things, but we do not pay attention. To understand this connection directly, please follow the logic expressed next. Amalek, the nation, has a gematria of 240. The Hebrew word safek translates as doubts, also has a gematria of 240. The city name Los Angeles, when spelled in Hebrew letters, also has a gematria of 240. These three words are connected through the essence of doubt. The nation of Amalek is the essence of doubt, even a channel to us for the energy of doubt, God forbid. This is why Hashem is at war with Amalek throughout every generation, since the essence of Hashem is certainty, while the opposite of Hashem is Amalek, the channel for doubt. What is Los Angeles known or famous for throughout the world? It's Hollywood. What is the energy of Hollywood? The energy of Hollywood is the entertainment industry. They create illusion. Just as doubt creates illusion. This is why Los Angeles, Hollywood, has the industry called entertainment that is famous throughout the world. What is your city famous for? What is its energy? And this will hint to you about an aspect of your tikkun. What is wrong with having doubts? So what if it is the opposite of Hashem's energy? All of us have doubts, so what is wrong with that? Which is that which is human. Yes, it is human, but we are not in this world to remain human. We are in this world to grow spiritually to a level that is beyond human, that is beyond even the angels. We are in this world to become closer to the divine. That level is called mind over matter. In order to manifest mind over matter, we have to have certainty that we can do that. It is not that we will see ourselves doing some mind over matter effect, and then we will know that we can do it. We must know that we can do it first in order to do it. This is why Hashem is at war with Amalek. It is an aspect of his mercy to teach us what we must do. That is to grow to the consciousness of mind over matter. And the first step is to remove all doubts, to realize and perceive the world not as luck or chance, but as strict cause and effect. Even if we cannot perceive the cause, we must know that there is a cause that comes from the spiritual world that we cannot perceive. That is the energy in those three verses of the Maftir of Shabbat Zachor. Next, we will discuss the holiday of Purim. One aspect of the holiday of Purim is reversal. When things look like they are going to go one way and then they are reversed by the circumstances. This is reversal. In a football game, the team is marching down the field in the final minutes, and it looks like they will score the winning touchdown when the star halfback fumbles the ball and it is picked up by the defense, who races back upfield and scores a touchdown. That clinches the game. This is the energy of reversal. Purim, as we will discuss, is all about reversal. Freedom is all about reversal, as we will see when we discuss Passover. Even the Omer and Shavuot is all about reversal. The holiday of Purim starts with the fast of Esther, which this year occurs on Thursday, March 9th. Actually, it occurs on Wednesday, February 28th, I believe. It is a sunrise to sunset fast. Many people teach that the fast of Esther is done to help celebrate the holiday of Purim. After all, the scroll of Esther, which tells the story of Purim, describes a three-day fast which Esther requested of the Jewish people in those days. Kabbalah teaches that there is never an action done due to history. All of the actions done around our holidays are done to increase our connection to energy. The fast of Esther is ended after the reading of the Megillah Esther, which starts as soon after sunset as sundown as possible. The fast of Esther is a spiritual cleansing in preparation to receive this energy of certainty that we get from the reading of the Megillah, the scroll of Esther. That is why we do not end the fast until after the reading of the scroll, in order to directly connect the cleansing of doubts to the receiving of the energy of certainty. The scroll of Esther is actually called Megillat Esther. When we look at the Shorashim, the roots of the words Megillat and Esther, we find that this phrase means the revelation of the concealed. The name of the holiday is Purim, which means lots. Chance. What is a lot and what is the plural meaning of lots? To understand the meaning and the energy of Purim as what we need to understand the meaning of lots, of chance. The word lot is referring to the rolling of dice. The Midrash teaches that the infamous villain Haman rolled dice to determine the best astrological day to kill the Jews. That day turned out to be the 14th day of Adar, according to astrological rules and the laws of chance. Let us take a moment to discuss the laws of chance. The Hebrew word is goral, spelled gimel vav resh lamed. The gematria of goral is 239, which when added to the kolel of 1 equals 240, the same as the gematria of the nation of Amalek. And the Hebrew word safek, meaning doubts. In scientific language, lots are the laws of probability. These laws are said by science to operate as the cause of the motion of subatomic particles. These are connected to the uncertainty principle, the theory of modern science. This principle will be changed since it is not valid across all dimensions. This is my opinion. In spirituality, there are mechanisms called goralot. These mechanisms work by asking a question of the universe and then turning to a page in the Tanakh or the Talmud or some other holy spiritual writing. Then the writing on that particular page will answer your question. There are also books of goralot that use a particular number to connect to a paragraph with that number to answer your questions. There are also, in all cases, the goralot work because there is never chance in any aspect of creation. The Torah begins by saying Bereshit, not Bareshit. This is to show us that the creation is continuous, yet discrete. What this means is each instant the universe is recreated, balancing the consciousness of all human beings and their desires to fit within the physical laws of this particular universe. In reality, everything is known and preordained within the law of as of each particular world, each particular universe, or each particular dimension. There can be no doubts. There never is chance. Even miracles follow a particular set of natural laws that apply to marches. Yet there is free choice as to what universe we will all choose to be within. Thus, in the present universe, there can be uncertainty and doubts, the purpose of which is for us to push past and reveal the light of the Creator. Learn the process of the creation by realizing that there is no uncertainty or doubts, only perfection and certainty. The true purpose of the reading of the Megillah is to connect to the energy of certainty and to protect ourselves from falling to the energy of doubt. In order to connect to certainty and avoid doubt, it is necessary for people to reveal the concealed Hashem. Hashem has chosen to conceal himself in our world. He must be revealed by our actions. The name of Hashem does not appear in the scroll of Esther. When we read the surface level of the scroll and know that Hashem was active in all aspects of the miracle of Purim, both the mundane and the holy aspects, we connect to the energy of certainty. Why does Hashem choose to conceal himself? In earlier generations, Hashem interacted directly with our forefathers and the prophets. Yet as our actions became more and more negative, Hashem chose to remove himself and conceal himself in our world. Yet this is a false explanation. It is easier to understand using a metaphor of a parent and a child. The parent helps the child learn to walk by holding him up and making sure the child is aware of his help. Then as the child gains a greater ability to walk, the parent stops holding him and watching him walk. The child might turn around and be comforted by the appearance of the parent watching him walk. This gives the child confidence so that eventually the parent goes into the other room, concealing himself from the child. This is how a child becomes an adult and learns to do things for himself. This is the purpose of our world. We are being given the power of creation and must and might also become a parent of our own child. This is actually the reason Hashem has concealed himself. We should no longer need to see him to have the confidence to use the power of creation he has given us. The Megillat Esther helps us reach that goal. On Purim, we are told to dress up in a costume and to go to parties. It is a minhag, a custom, to dress in costumes during the reading. What is the connection to a costume and the holiday of Purim? Essentially, it relates to revealing the concealed. Where was Hashem during the events? Where is Hashem in our lives? Hashem is concealed. Hashem is in costume. So we emulate Hashem and become someone or something that can be revealed, that as we hope, Hashem will reveal himself and distribute and manifest Mashiach in our lives, in our time, and in our world. There is also a minhag, a custom, to drink and become intoxicated on Purim. Because we are supposed to reach an elevated state of consciousness where we cannot tell the difference between the two phrases, bless Haman and curse Mordechai. No, I did not write that incorrectly. This elevated state of consciousness is one where we are able to see that curses or negativity is also a tool of Hashem. It is part of the plan of creation that negativity exists and be utilized by mankind, not to harm, but to benefit. I bless you and curse you with this consciousness so that you will understand this paragraph on Purim. Here is a hint. A blessing uses words, a curse uses words. What is the difference? Consciousness. Mordechai the hero and Haman the villain are both tools of the Creator. There is another minhag custom that is different for the Kabbalists than for almost all of the rest of the Jewish nation. In most synagogues, the children and adults bring groggers to make noise and drown out the name of Haman. In Kabbalistic synagogues, there is absolute quiet. When Haman's name is read, in Kabbalistic synagogues, there is absolute quiet when Haman's name is read. Instead, each person is meditating on the eighth of the 72 names of God. This is Kaf He Tav. This name acts like a narrow focused beam of light, like a laser that destroys negativity. Haman is demolished by this meditation. After all, Haman is a descendant of the nation of Amalek. There are five mitzvot connected to the holiday of Purim. One is to hear the scroll twice. We will do that because we will hear it once Wednesday night and then again Thursday morning. The second is to give gifts to the poor. This is a very unique and special mitzvah. What is the idea of gifts to the poor? The poor person is all of us who have lack. We only give gifts to people we consider our equal, which is who we consider our friends. To give gifts to the poor, a demonstration, demonstrating the consciousness of equality of people. Do you consider yourself greater than someone else? Do you consider yourself lower than someone else? What does it mean to be equal to you? What does it mean to be greater than someone else? What does it mean to equal another person? Have you reached this level of consciousness? Are you able to understand the idea of gifts to the poor? We need to celebrate the holiday with a festive meal. The fourth mitzvah, at this festive meal, we give gifts of food to people. This is unusual in that the foods must be of two different types, and this giving is done through a channel, a third column. It means one person gives to another by asking a third to be the delivery person. The tree of life, using Kabbalistic language, or the atom using scientific language. The basic pattern of creation is three components as follows: a sharing person, a receiving person, and a third person who balances the two by being the The fifth mitzvah is the giving of the half shekel, which we discussed last week. We do not have time to finish all 10 chapters of the Scroll of Esther. But we will just quickly discuss why is it 10 chapters long, to recognize the 10 Sephirot. As we read each chapter, we elevate step by step, Sephirah by Sephirah. This is an important thing to learn. Shalom to all. Does anybody have any questions?
I have a question, Hanok.
Go ahead.
Does the, you know, the city where I live is called Hollywood. I know it's not
okay.
The same gematria, but does it have the same influence as the Hollywood in the LA?
I don't know. Do you have a lot of industry in that city that it deals with illusion? You have a lot of comics who live there? Do you have a lot of illustrators? What's the,
now that
the energy
I know,
of the plate?
Now that I know, probably I'm not aware of, but not really.
The gematria is 92. The city you're living in is a corrected Hollywood, where the illusion is still there, but you're able to see through it. That's the number 92.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Wish you all shalom, much peace and serenity this coming week. Remember
shalom.
To be happy. Simta b'fidu. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.